With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They say they have his back. About 24 Democratic governors who met with President Biden amid nagging questions about whether he should drop his bid for re-election.
President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him because the stakes could not be higher.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul. So far, at least two Democratic members of Congress are urging Mr. Biden to step aside. And about 24 more Democratic lawmakers may soon join them. Hurricane Beryl is roaring toward Mexico after leaving destruction in Jamaica and the Eastern Caribbean.
Hurricane Beryl weakened overnight but remains a Category 3 storm as it rumbles by south of the Cayman Islands with winds of 120 miles per hour.
Heavy rainfall, flooding, major hurricane force winds.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for Little Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Grand Cayman. And then thinking farther downstream, Beryl is going to move towards the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and then across into the Gulf of Mexico and potentially threaten northeastern Mexico and south Texas.
The storm ripped off roofs in the Grenadines and jumbled fishing boats in Barbados before lashing Jamaica. I'm Jennifer King.
Thousands of residents of Oroville, California, spending this July 4th away from home, forced to evacuate by a raging wildfire burning amid a punishing heat wave that's causing temperatures to soar.
The highest above average is the West Coast, so those temperatures in California and Oregon, some of those are running, 15, close to 20 degrees above average for the time of year.
That's Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Crews battling more than a dozen wildfires in California alone. The heat wave is intensifying, and that's not only in California, but across a wide swath of the West and beyond. No trading today on Wall Street. The U.S. stock market and other financial markets closed for Independence Day. This is SRN News. The Church of England headed for a split.
An alliance of conservative clergy and laymen are warning Anglican leaders not to adopt special services for the blessing of same-sex marriages. The denomination's General Synod begins Friday, and it is feared that the services will be adopted without debate and outside of the usual parliamentary process. The conservatives say if that happens, they will form, quote, a new de facto parallel province within the Church of England. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law that bans abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is challenging the statute, claiming that the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A Republican prosecutor had also asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Dane County judge's ruling that the law only prohibits feticide, not abortions. This is SRN News. A leading Israeli analyst predicts an elusive Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar, will not stand for a political compromise to end the Gaza war.
After researching Sinwar, podcaster Dan Senor says,
I don't think he's a practical thinker.
Senor describes Sinwar as messianic, one who will fight to the bitter end.
To achieve the caliphate which will cover all, not only Gaza, but all of Israel that we know today.
Even if that means sacrificing not only his own life, but the lives of Gaza civilians.
They want to inflame the place. They want Palestinians to suffer.
Because it's a PR tool of war against Israel. Sinor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
And it's not only Hamas. Lebanon's Hezbollah says it has launched more than 200 rockets at several military bases in Israel. Retaliation for a strike that killed one of its senior commanders. Today's attack by the Iran-backed group was one of the largest in the months-long conflict. SRNNews.com.